It's 2 o'clock, so I'd like to call this meeting to order. Okay? This is a special meeting of the Board of Health, specifically to discuss the Crestview Manor and its water issues. We also will have a few other items on the agenda. We have our members of the Board of Health here, but we also have one of our members who is currently from home, Kristen Obing, because she just had surgery, so she's having a hard time getting off the couch. Okay, Kristen, are you here? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, very good. All right, so first of all, what we need to do is we need to have an approval of the agenda.
And I'll move approval.
Okay. Second. Okay. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. On approval of the minutes, I hope everyone had a chance to read the minutes.
I did,
and I did not find any corrections myself.
And I'll move approval.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so now we get to talk about Crestview. Okay, so what I'd like to do is, how should we begin this, Margaret? Do you want to give a report, or Mr. Lemire, would you like to talk about where you're at with our previous, what we basically told you needs to be accomplished by today? How are you coming on that? How are you coming with the units?
Well, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is John McKinney. I'm an attorney, and I'm representing Mr. Lemire here.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
My appearance.
For John, for Mr. McKinney and I's benefit, since I was just new to the board at the last meeting, can you guys give us a really quick synopsis of how we got here? I know this is something that you guys, the Board of Health, has been talking about for a while. I know that 60 days ago today, you guys closed Crestview Mobile Home Park, and since then, it's been closed, but just nobody's been evicted. And there have been certain requirements that have been asked of Brandt. And my understanding is we've not gotten there yet. But can you just bring us up to speed on where we are or how we got here?
And Margaret, you can help me on this. But the bottom line is that we've been dealing with issues on Crestview for quite some time. To my recollection, it's been at least 2 years. And then in December, there was a water main break. And since that time, the water's been under a boil order. We've had attempts to try to make things to actually get Crestview Manor to work on the water supply, and it's been unsuccessful. The water still has not been safe, and so that's when the order to close was accomplished. The order to close was based on the Department of Natural Resources, who said that one of the things that had to be accomplished for Crestview was to have a water operator on basically full-time to help them work on their water supply because it was not safe. It turned out that there was a way out of that, because if there are 15 units or more, it's under the DNR regulations, but under 15, it can be under the Board of Health. And so that's kind of the out we gave for that. And that was at our last meeting that we talked about that. And what we specifically said was that if the mobile home park continues to be open, and I will read these directly from the minutes, that there'll be an operator of the Story County Environmental Health Department that will test for free and total chlorine levels once per week at two different trailers. Sample locations are determined by the Environmental Health Department. To have an operator or the Environmental Health collect and submit a sample for bacteria once per week until there are three consecutive no bacteria present samples, then continue testing for bacteria once per month. Again, sample location be determined. Had to sever dead water service lines and loop the remaining water lines, and that we had to know when that would be accomplished by this meeting, July 5th. And that the biggest issue is that he needed to bring the number of units down that are served by that water supply to 14 or less than 15. And then we also made it very clear what our targeted chlorine residuals and free chlorine levels are, and also zero bacteria. Okay? So, where are you at with that? Is that summary enough?
That helps me. Thank you.
Okay. So where are you at with that, Mr. Lemire?
Well, I'm referring back to the letter of June 14th that came from the Environmental Health Department that set forth some of the criteria that the board was interested in having accomplished. I just got into this thing a couple days ago, so if I'm misquoting a couple things chronologically, well, you have to give me a little bit of leeway on that. But anyway, the plan that Mr. Lemire is trying to initiate is to have less than 15 connections. At the current time, there are 12, and he's got a little map here I can give to the board to look.
So you're telling us that he currently has 12 connections at the mobile home park?
No, give me a chance to finish. He has currently actually 16. He's got the 12 that are the ones that are going to be there, or hopes they'll be there. And then there are four people who are there who are going to have to be forcefully removed. Forcible entry and detainer. And a 60-day notice was served on those folks, and that notice expired either yesterday or today or whatever. So it's his intention at this point to forcefully eject those four. That will get him down to 12. And then there are two residence properties that's on there that are also served, and that would bring it up to 12 to 14. And that's the plan. And at this point, as I understand it, people were even out there this morning, and I understand that there was a requirement that the dead end water service lines be severed and capped, etc. And my understanding is that now has been done. You can check with, I think Martin's out there today. So they're pretty close to getting it done in one or two, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, then they're talking about this looping, and I'm not sure what the timetable is trying to get those loops. So what I'd like to do, if I could, I'd like to give the board a little map here that looks like a 10-year-old Boy Scout dreamt this, but in any event,
there you go. So
thank you, sir.
There you go. Mark, maybe I'll even have one for myself.
Okay, does Ms. James have one? Do you have one?
Have you seen this?
Yes.
I just want that particular identified as Exhibit A, but as you can see, the 12 properties, units that the intention is that they would remain are there, and they've got to loop the service lines around that. And I don't know what kind of a timetable did you tell me, or you want to tell the board to take to get that loop done.
There's my intention would do it as soon as possible, hopefully by year end. Okay, but with other issues that could come into play of other homes need to be moved or whichever, I would request if I could have till July 1 of 2017. But again, my intention would still be to try to get the year end.
Okay, we can discuss that.
Okay. Yeah, other issues.
So that's to make this the loop system in.
Correct. Because after today, homes would have to be moved out of those spots, and the homes that other people are staying in moved into. That would be step one. And then after all the big, the larger distribution system is vacancy, then it would be excavating would be needed to cap the remainder of the lines. There's that hash there by lot 39 and 37. That's that dash there would be probably, that's where the excavating would be to cap off the lines. But I can't do that until the tenants have moved out of those areas to the area where land map is red. But either, so that's, hopefully it can go to a smooth process. But if other things entertain into this, like all the abandoned homes on the property that are left behind, if that takes a lot of my time in the mix, that could be on variables that are out of my hands. That's push this back. That's why I would request July 1, 2017, but my intention would be done before year end of 2016.
Where does it need to be looped at there, between 37 and 39?
Is that those, actually, it's already looped. This is actually the existing system as is. So I would just cap off that dash that I mentioned in lot 39 and lot 37, northerly and southerly. And then that's the existing line already. It would just be capped off for the larger, because if it goes northerly, there's dead ends, and it goes southerly, there's numerous dead ends.
So you take care of the dead ends and the loop in one fell swoop?
Yes. Okay. That's why we picked that location, that third section to the north rather than the south sections, because it wouldn't have been as easy to do that. We'd have to go bore under the roads and whatnot. There's already lines under the roads at that location. That's why we picked that one. It would seem the easiest. The bad news is there's a lot of people in that section that homes aren't staying. There's a lot of vacancies in that section right now, so I'd have to pull homes out to make room for the new homes in the southerly area to come in. That's the bad news of this section.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe that with respect to the letter that, 14, talking about the three consecutive samples, I think at the last meeting, results of those three were presented to the board, and I think the board would have that in their minutes someplace.
If I remember correctly, those samples were bacteria, but they were not chlorine. Is that correct? The ones that we got. Or were the ones that we did not collect ourselves?
The ones that we collected were chlorine residual, not bacteria.
Got it.
And the chlorine was not at the right level, so you don't bother testing for bacteria because it's a waste of money.
Okay.
If I may, Mr. McKinney was referring to that results had both on there. It was lab results plus the chlorine residual taken at the time the sample was taken as well. So they're both chlorine residuals, pre and total, and then it's sent and submitted to the lab later that afternoon. And so that page, the results that we're finding here will show both.
As Mr. Minger said, covered all those things. I
apologize. I thought I had copies too. I got the originals here.
Okay. So, do we have levels, Margaret? That says, first of all, Kristen, can you hear all this?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, thanks. So, Margaret, does this mean that we have, do we have any samples? Do we have verified samples from our department that the chlorine levels are appropriate and then thus the bacteria is? No? Yeah, I think you're going to need to. Why did you want to say?
These are the my copies of the three consecutive, as I understand it, that covers both of what you were talking about, your both of
and also the lab results.
Yeah, the lab results are here, too.
I'll just borrow that for a minute.
When water is sampled, it's a snapshot. And what we're looking for is continuous water that you can depend on being a potable water source. Okay, so these ones that were submitted, the one problem that we had with them, and this was submitted, what date was this taken, Brant?
16th of May, it looks like, after I talked to you earlier that week to schedule.
Yes.
And you were busy and you asked if I could schedule that with the lab, and I agreed.
Okay. The lab took these, and yes, they were all safe water test results. However, they were taken in that part of the trailer park, which typically gets good residuals. So so the folks that were in that part of the trailer park, yes, it was potable water, but not necessarily in other parts. Okay. So and then since these were taken, Matt went out and did some sampling on chlorine residuals and found it to be insufficient for free and total. And therefore, we didn't test for bacteria because if you don't have that line of defense, that snapshot is only good for then, so you can assume that there's still a possibility for bacteria getting into your system. So let me just kind of start from the last time we met. A few things have occurred. We did get one complaint from a resident saying that the chlorine was super high. She could tell from the odor. She did not test it, but the smells were very strong. So that was one. We got a call from an individual saying that they could see the hose and the truck at Mr. Lemire's residence, which one could imply that possibly water is being delivered as a supplement to the existing Crestview water.
When was that?
That was last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, and then a month before that, we received a picture of that, the hose going from Mr. Lemire's faucet at his Ames residence, filling up his truck. It does not, it's not proof that that water is going there, but it raises some red flags that possibly that well is not keeping up with demand, even though the demand should be going down, actually. So that's one concern, is will we have enough quality or quantity on that well? For the quality, we're just, if we follow the guidelines that are in that letter, we hope that that will prove some consistency with the water quality there. The looping, I don't think that it, you need a full year to get the dead ends cut off. I'm not comfortable with a full year on that. I think, you know, you've got all the way up till it freezes this year. I think that's sufficient time to get that done, Grant.
Your contractor, do you agree?
Yeah.
Is the EH collecting samples as you go along here from various spots?
We were for a while, and then I had a discussion with Dr. Passion, the chair, and he thought it was a good idea to leave it in the hands of DNR, seeing that it was still considered a public system because they were still above 15 at that time. We do have Ted Peterson here with DNR, and I think it would be helpful to have him come forward today and talk about his knowledge on the system, if that would be all right, Ted.
I have one question, Margaret. Where you guys took the samples of the chlorine, is that in this area here where he's keeping these 12 trailers? Do you know?
No, that's where the original ones were that they were getting good samples from. Mm-hmm.
It was varied. It was random throughout there.
Okay.
One was in the loop, one was north of the loop, one was south of the loop.
Okay.
If I remember right.
This is a picture of how it is now. And
So in these lower numbers is where we were taking them and getting, and it's the older part of the trailer park that's closer to Lincoln Way, so the south part there, that's where we were not getting good residuals. Whereas...
this map area is up here that we were given.
Yes, that's...
Now, this is where you normally get a good sample or not?
That's, according to Janet Gastineau with DNR, that's what she advised me, yes.
So these have not been good samples up here.
The ones closer to Lincoln Way are the ones where we don't get
down here.
Okay. What else I want to say? There were some trailers. So Matt and I were there today. Frank's done a great job. He's gotten a lot of work done getting all the a lot of the connections capped off. Between 27 and 35. Some of them were connected, or you know, joint ones. We did notice that there are some trailers that no longer have water connection, but there's still people or dogs or some living activity going on in there. Air conditioner is still left on, but yet the water is turned off. Do we want to encourage that? No, we don't want people living in those trailers when there's no water connection. And that's bringing me up to speed on what I know. Today, I was impressed at how many had been capped off.
Just to kind of be clear, we kind of wanted to give just a chance for Mr. Lemire to do what he needed to do, you know, which is why we didn't do samples recently. Mm-hmm. Also, I just want to say, in case anyone is really clear on this, the reason they don't check for bacteria if the chlorine levels are not appropriate is chlorine is not really a poison. It doesn't kill bacteria. It just keeps it in check. So it has to be constantly at a certain level. Okay, otherwise there's a risk for bacteria to get in, as opposed to something that's being sterilized. That's not what chlorine does. It keeps bacteria in check. It doesn't kill it. Okay. Or keeps it weak. Excuse me. What I would like is, did you have anything else that you need to say? It sounds like you have something, you have an agenda that you want to go through. You went through a lot of it. I wonder if you'd like to speak any more to anything that we requested to be done before we begin our discussion.
Well, let me take a look here quick. I think I pretty well said what I was... trying to point out the things that I did. I think I've already we've talked about the looping and all that stuff. I guess not. I think that I would just state that progress is being made. It may not be as quickly as the board wants or whatever, but I think Mr. Lemire is attempting to get this thing straightened out.
So, when will,
there has been some progress made here.
John or Grant, when will you go from 18 to 14?
As soon as we can get the four people that are holding out.
So that they've already been served, correct?
No.
We
couldn't serve because the 60-day notice expired only on Sunday. So the first business day is today, so we can start the process today. I haven't yet. I waited till the meeting, so one day or 2 days. But, yes, now we can start. And I wanted to wait and visit with Mr. Anderson because the last minutes of the meeting, he was going through how the county was going to do the FEDs on that. So I would really enjoy if he would do that on the 4.
Well, the county would do the FED. The counties would do that if the park was closed. If the park's open and you're just trying to get down to 14, I believe that's your responsibility.
And that's fine. I would, of course.
And so, Brent, how long does that take? How long does that take?
Legally?
As far as Mr. Anderson told me this morning, he doesn't have any contract with the people that are living there. So it's not his bailiwick to do this. It's
And so how long does that take is my question. When are you?
Mr. Anderson could probably answer that as well, but anywhere from May 14, or actually, I've never had it done at 15 to 23 days. Depends on weekends and holidays. It's not a quick process. The soonest court hearing would be, if it files today, the quickest court hearing would be in 8 days, I believe. And then there's a judge hearing and then a 3 days writ after that. But Mr. Anderson could handle that question better than myself, of course.
Okay. All right. We'll get to you in a little bit. Okay. I see you back there. Okay. Sounds good. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Okay, sounds good. There'll be some people who will obviously like to speak, and then I would like to hear from the DNR, and then I think then we need to talk. Okay? Right? Yes, if you'd like to come up. Introduce yourself.
Do you want us to move? I can just go over there. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Okay. Everyone just sits in place.
Hi, my name is Ted Peterson with the DNR Field Office. I'm the supervisor there for the regional office. My staff, Janet Gastineau and Bill Gibbons, are the ones that have been probably most likely the visitors there from a DNR standpoint to Crestview over the last few years. Some of the concerns that we've had there, Margaret touched on those, inconsistency in the disinfectant residuals throughout the park during our visits was probably one of the big things, because that's kind of our field test or a cursory test to make sure that that the system is safe, has not been compromised. And showing up there and seeing inconsistency in values throughout the park, or in some cases not having any disinfectant residual present at all, is concerning to us and started kind of throwing up the red flags.
When did this first come to your attention about?
It's probably been going on for the last 12 months or longer, as far as inconsistency and disinfectant residuals. Brand has been making lots of progress over that time, but when it comes to, I mean, all systems infrastructure over time needs upgrades. We start to see some deterioration. I don't think this is any different. I think there's some improvements that need to be made out there, and Brand has been trying to move towards that. Doesn't mean that in the meantime we can't take these lightly. These will be taken very seriously. As far as the operating permit, the mobile home park still has an active operating permit. There's still a public water supply in DNR's eyes. As soon as they drop below that 15 connections and below the 25 that they're serving, then that permit will be rescinded. That operating permit will be rescinded by DNR. We're no longer on DNR's radar as a public water supply.
And that will happen automatically, correct?
Pretty much, within a few days.
Okay.
Yep.
Are there any other issues besides the water that you guys look at there?
There has been. We've been involved with the wastewater treatment facility there, and I know there has been some deficiencies found there by my staff. There's been some solid waste issues as far as disposal of solid waste that I know Brian has made some progress on. That would be, you know, a concern moving forward, too, as the park starts to decline, is how we handle those solid waste issues. We've agreed to work with Brent on those as those things start to pop up. But we'd like to put a plan together as far as removal of units and disposing of waste from the property as people leave.
So even if they are no longer under your radar as a public water facility, that you'll still help with these other issues?
That's correct. They're still under our regulations for wastewater and solid waste.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions at all? Okay.
I will add the operating permit was revised in March to include a bilateral compliance agreement. That's a tool we use in lieu of an administrative enforcement action. It carries the same amount of weight. In that BCA, it added a number of additional conditions to that operating permit. One of those was getting an operator by, I believe, the end of April, somewhere in there, and providing a preliminary engineering report. We have concerns over the well capacity, but we keep hearing these reports for water being delivered to the park. We have concerns over the capacity of that well meeting the demand of folks there. So that was another condition that was added to the permit. And there was a viability assessment that was also required as a result of that bilateral compliance agreement. So those things were added in March, and we started to see things progress in the non-compliance.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. We also have a member from the audience who wishes to say something. Would you like to come up?
I would like to.
If you want to come up to the microphone, please, and identify yourself. And
Karen.
Yeah. Great. She can just stand at the corner of the desk, John, if you want to. Portals mic will pick up.
Right there. That'll be fine. Right there.
You can stand right there.
Wherever you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, right there.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll take Brant's chair.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
There you go.
I would just like to say that I've been living out at the trailer park for a year now.
Can you mention your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Barbara Neal. I live in number 21.
Okay.
It's a relatively quiet place with some really good-hearted people out there. There's going to be some really scared people getting eviction notices, and I might be one of them. I'm not sure.
You're not.
But I would like to throw in that the people who are going to be evicted, because we live in Ames, because the Ames rent cycles are August to August, that there's some sort of extension for these people. And there were rumors that the people who are getting evicted will have their water shut off today. And it's just rumors. But I just wanted to throw that out there, that people are really concerned, you know. And we're not a family out there, but we all know who each other are, you know. And we care about each other. So we don't want anybody to. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and I want to say that one other thing. I've watched Brant be out there and work and work and work and work on multiple things. So he's there a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So, sure. Come on, hop out there.
Okay. I got to say something. Okay, now, I don't mind Brant. I like Brent. He's a good guy.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Jason Allen.
Hey, Jason.
I live with somebody out there. I don't hold a job. And I know I'm one of those people that are getting thrown out on my butt today. But I was just wondering if there's anything we can do about this. I mean, I don't want to leave because it's the only home I got. But he's pushing people to kick me out of my home. He's been pushing me. I've been doing all I can. Is there anything I can do about it? I mean, I don't want to leave. And it's hard for a person to get.
Right, we understand that. And that's one of the things we'll talk a little bit about today. But the big issue is we also cannot stand by and not have your water safe.
It's not the water problem. I mean, it's him. He's been pushing people to push me out, like, personally. Watching me tell me I'm stealing shit and stuff, and I'm not stealing nothing. You know, making stories up, telling people one thing, doing another. I don't want to be on the auction block of being kicked out because some other people don't like me, you know?
I understand. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Yes. Okay, well, seeing no one else has any other discussion, I think we need to kind of start talking about what we've been told. The first thing I kind of want to bring out is that we've had Mr. Lemire do certain things. And one of the things we required of him, first and foremost, that he would come down to less than 15 units. And it sounds like, except for those four that are required, that he's going to be serving eviction notices on, that he has met that standard. Do you all agree with that? Okay.
There's a hand up.
What? Oh, yes.
I got a question.
Sure.
My name's Annie Lewis. I'm a resident as well. My thing is that, you know, yes, he has been busting his butt, and yes, he's had tents to help him out. My thing is that, is there a possible way that they can help us out there
to remove garbage out of there because that was our biggest thing. There are a ton of people that have tons of crap in their yards, and it's just ridiculous. There is no reason for it. That is not his responsibility. It is the tenant's responsibility. And I don't think he should have had the burden to remove that stuff and then have to pay for it. That's, he didn't bring it in the yards. He didn't put it on the property. It's their mess. They need to clean it up. But because we have a dumpster and I like to put furniture and this and that, you know, you can't put furniture out there, okay? I understand people have vehicles, but if you brought the stuff there, y'all need to take it out. Why should he be stuck carrying all that and let alone have to pay for it? I mean, that's why my question is, would the county be willing to, you know, come up with a solution that when, you know, start cleaning up yards and hauling out trash, is there a place we can put this so he doesn't get billed for this?
Right. I understand what you're saying, but I think that's kind of a different issue than we're discussing right now. But the fact that you have brought it up, I think that we will continue to keep it in mind.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sure.
Yes, my name is Dakota. I'm also a resident at Trash Removal Home Park. Within the year that I've lived there, there's been a lot of improvements within the year that Brent has improved on. As far as, you know, the water, dealing with the water main break, you know, doing it all pretty much by himself. And I do understand that he had somebody that he had hired for the water control, the issue, for some reason, I don't know if he just didn't show up or, you know, that he had hired him, he was paying him, and then he just, you know, within that time of the water main break in December that, he just never had scheduled showed up, and then he was trying to find somebody else for that, and I don't know if he guys came to you guys for a person to come out there and help him with the water, but
please understand, we're not a water contractor. You know, our role is to make sure that the water's safe and testing, but we don't put in water systems.
Well, no, right. What I was stating as far as having somebody come out there and help them, you know, with the water control of the issue, on testing it and, you know, continuously testing it and making sure that, you know, it's safe and clear.
Well, we actually heard from the DNR that they've actually been involved for at least a year with this and giving them advice and suggestions. I know we have also been out there giving them advice and suggestions.
Right. I'm just, like, it's just saying, like, the whole, like, year that, you know, I've been there, besides with the water quality control issue, that as far as I'm aware of, it is getting better. But I'm not for sure because I'm not all the time involved because I have a job. So, but as far as trying to move people out that have been there, you know, years on end, don't have anywhere else to go, as far as the stuff being brought in to their trailers, as in the excess stuff from getting it from dumpsters or wherever they get it from, it's just a lot. Like if the park were to, you know, well, it is closed, but if we were to be all forcibly removed out of there, I mean, the city would have so much money they'd have to spend in removing all those old trailers, all those, you know, the stuff that's left behind. I mean, countless hours of employees that you guys would have to employ to remove those items, unless you guys, you know, force us to remove them. But, and then again, with us getting removed from the trailer park, you know, some of us are going to be like, well, you know, we're not going to want to remove that stuff because you guys are kicking us out of our homes. So why, you know, we're going to take the stuff to the next place.
It's very important to understand that what we're doing right here is about the only viable way that we could figure out how to keep this mobile park open. Because if they stay above 15, then the DNR would be involved, and then they would not have met criteria.
Right, and then I understand that it would be expensive to tie into city water, but I do believe that if that was done, that he could raise the lot rent from where it's sitting at, from 200 to at least, you know, enough to where he can cover his costs with the city, to where so he could pay the city to tie it in. And I do believe that these water quality issues would be resolved because the city of Ames clearly, obviously, you know, keeps up with the regulations. And if we get tied into the city water, then there would be no other problems besides the side problems that we have with the mobile home park besides the water. And by raising the lot rent, that would cover the costs, and then that everybody living there wouldn't have a problem paying that much rent for clean water. And then everybody's problem on saying when the water's dirty and the water's whatever would be resolved also, because they know that the water's coming from the city of Ames and it's coming through clean pipes.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So, seeing no one else who wishes to say anything right now, so we've already, so in my opinion, he has basically moved far enough along to get to the below 14 to meet that criteria. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think one thing we should note is that the only difference between him being on the DNR and being under our standards is the operator. He still has to meet the chlorine, the bacteria standards.
Yep.
So
yep.
The only thing we're losing out here is the daily operator. Yep. The DNR was
had required. Yep. Okay. So he's met that criteria. And then what about the looping?
But John, before we move on from that criteria, do we need to set a date certain that he will go ahead and finally be? I agree with you. He has shown in good faith that he's moving that way. I was happy to hear that it's his intent to move that way. But I believe there ought to be some kind of date certain for when that will finally be done. I heard Brant say, I think something like 23 days. I'm thinking of August 8th. And Brant, I don't know if you want to count that up and see if that's enough time, but in my mind, there needs to be a date certain that you're actually going to be at the 14, no more than 14 connections and no more than 25 people.
That was one of the things I would be talking about, and I was going to wait for the end, but we can talk about it now. Certainly, I think we do have to make it clear when this will happen, when the final four are out. And as we all know about the Ames rental market, it really, it's hard to do it in the middle of the summer. So I would be in favor also of extending it beyond, a little bit beyond August 1st.
We're comfortable with that August 8th date.
We
should be able to get it done in that time.
Okay, so I'm glad you are. So what do you think? That sounds reasonable. Kristen, what do you think about that August 8th thing?
I think that's reasonable.
Okay, all right. The other thing I think we also need to talk about is the looping, okay? Cutting off the water, the blind ends, and the loops. Does this seem like that meets your criteria for what you want to do first time?
It does, yeah.
Right, I understand. Okay, but actually what he's proposing does. Okay, so now I think then we need to talk about a timeline to do that. And I need to I need to get our advice from our resident plumber. What would your thought be, Mark, on that? What would be a reasonable time to get this done?
Well, that's what's the distance across there? You know what that is?
From
37 to 39, what's that distance there?
There'd be three lots, 37, 38, 39, and they're 32 feet or 35 feet in distance. So that'd be 100 some feet, a little over 100 feet, yeah.
Well, I would think 30 days, no more than 60 at the most.
Okay, so this is July 1st, August 1st.
Right, but it's more than 60 days, I think. And Brant, you help me if I'm missing something here. So this is where you're planning on going to, but you got trailers in there that are not going to be there any longer. You've got to move trailers from other places in the park up into here. And so I'm with you on the whole 30 to 60 days, but I think it's 30 to 60 days from the time that he finally gets the park configured like it needs to be configured, which we're saying August 8th is the deadline for having people out. And then it becomes a mechanism of moving the trailers around. And then once he gets here, then he can set up the water system. And so I'm completely with you. I was just looking at it, and I was saying, maybe it is by December 1st. Margaret, I don't know if you'd be okay with that. Maybe it is by December 1st, which I think gives him the window he would need to reasonably have this done.
I was actually thinking about November 30th. December 1st sounds very good. I think that sounds very generous. Okay? Kristen?
I agree.
Okay. Great. Okay. All right. And then...
November 1st?
December 1st is what I suggest.
December 1st. Okay. Right. So what we have is the fact that right now we will rescind our closure order, because that's what is required now, correct? Because we already have a closure order out there. Don't we need to do that? Don't we need to rescind that?
You don't have to rescind that. These are just conditions. You can extend the vacation deadline for them to be out. You could say it would be vacated by August 9th or August 8th.
No, I'm thinking about the whole mobile home park in general. Because right now the order states that it's closed. And we were just kind of working on seeing what we can do to keep it open.
The order provides that it won't reopen until the conditions set by the Board of Health are met.
Okay.
So, Ethan, are you saying that it stays closed till December 1st, assuming we have good testing in the meantime?
That's correct.
Stays closed, but it can have the residents that are there.
They won't get forced to.
Well, the four need to, right?
That's his business. We don't. The county and Board of Health doesn't have a contract with those. Brent's issue deal.
Okay.
All
right. So right now, what we're saying is that the four. Tenants or the four units have to be out by August 8th, and that you need to finish that blind loop by December 1st. Okay? And that
the testing
has to start.
Yeah.
And that's clearly stated in our last meeting where we talked about how the target chlorine residuals and zero bacteria, and that you will need to do it. Let's see, they'll start with once per week at two different trailers, sample locations to be determined by the Environmental Health Department, and bacteria once per week until there are three consecutive no bacteria present samples.
So you're saying we're not going to do any chlorine testing until December 1st?
No, I know. We start now.
Immediately, yeah.
Yep.
And I just want to make sure we're all clear on this, because I heard all kinds of rumors coming out that we were requiring Brandt to use environmental health to do this testing. We're doing no such thing. We're saying to Brandt, you can use a licensed operator, or if you choose to use our environmental health at a cost, we can do that as well.
But what we require is that we choose where the samples are being
right.
made. That's what we're requiring.
Which will be quite easy now because it's limited to that loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not limited to the loop yet.
Correct.
Have you been testing your chlorine residuals?
Yes, daily.
Okay. What are you getting?
In this. Standards that need to be between the 0.3 and 3 and between 1.5 and 3.5 on total in the ranges.
And that's
yep, got all records of that.
That's in this area here that you gave us a map of?
That's randomly in there. It's somewhere in that area and somewhere throughout. Because right now I'm still under the DNR's permitted, so I got to do it randomly. All through the whole distribution system, not just that general loop that we're going forward. It's random throughout the whole system. I do at least two a day, one at the source entry point, which is to us the well, at the well location, and the other in the distribution system, which is the map that you were showing a minute ago, varied in different locations.
Okay. So right now there are four units that we're going to allow to be there until August 8th. Correct. What happens if our samples are not good from those units? I'm trying to think ahead.
Oil order
continues. Okay. And then you'll be able to look at this loop here and see if that water is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
let me make sure I'm clear. So the boil order stays on until such time as we get three solid samples. Then you can lift the boil order. And once he's down below the 14 or below 15 and DNR is out of it. Right now it's DNR's call what happens with the boil order.
We still have the boil advisory in place.
Okay. And when he gets down below that and rolls off of DNR supervision, then Margaret, it would fall to you. And what I'm suggesting is that the boil order stays in place until and unless we get those three solid tests. And the close order stays in place until such time as Brandt has completed everything on this list. So that would mean December 1st in my mind. It could happen before that, Brandt, if you get it done before that. But the close order stays in place until such time as you get that done.
Okay. Right? Yes.
Since Brandt...
Would you like to come up to the microphone?
Since France is going to be closed till December 1st, in that meanwhile time, I'm not quite sure on this, on the rent thing. Does the people that are still out there, do they still do not or do have to pay rent until the closing of December 1st?
Boy, that's a good question. Whoa!
I think it's something they have to discuss with their attorney, and that's an independent decision they have to make on their own.
Okay, thank you.
Good answer.
Yeah. Interesting point. Okay. All right, so let me reiterate.
Tenants don't want to pay rent until they end December 1st time.
Okay.
So tenants are staying.
The four? Even.
No, the good, the 12, plus the four, all of them.
Okay.
Why would that change anything?
Exactly.
All right. Okay, so let me see if I have this right and make sure this is clear, and I think we'll need a motion.
I do have one quick question.
Please. Before.
Brent, are you still having to haul water in to subsidize your well?
I never have. I have once in December when it was when that main break, because it was going to be in the process of digging and whatnot. We hauled for backup proceedings. Didn't know if we even needed to. There was enough capacity there. So to answer your question, no, I have not hauled water for the system.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I think we suggested it, but I don't know if we didn't know that in that regulation. Okay? All right.
I heard you say Frank's moving trailers within the park, right?
No, I don't
know. Let me know that I believe it's 435.1 Idaho code. No trailer can be moved without the tax clearance sale, and they have to come in here and get the taxes paid in full before any trailers can be moved.
Okay.
Thanks, Renee.
Yep.
Okay. Can you say that again? Because I couldn't hear it back there.
Yeah, so that's our treasurer, Renee Tweet, and she said that according to Iowa code, no trailer may be moved without the tax clearance certificate. Correct, okay. Renee? And I'm looking at a list right now. We've got multiple trailers out there. I don't know which ones, Brandt, apply to the ones you want to move, but multiple trailers that owe back taxes.
Okay. All right. So what we have is that right now Mr. Lemire is going to be moving down to 14 or less units, and the four that are currently remaining have to be evicted by August 8th or out by August 8th. He will need to complete his closed loop system by December 1st. And we need to arrange for water testing samples to be started again. And until such time that we have three samples that are appropriate, the boil water stays in effect and it will continue. That's kind of what we're going to use your advice for. Okay? I don't want them all in one afternoon. Okay? And I would propose one other thing to add to this, that Mr. Lemire comes to us to our routine meeting next month to give us a report. And until we tell otherwise, until we feel that things are going in the right direction, that he show up at this Board of Health meeting, which are every 2 months, routinely, to give us a report. Okay? So that's what I propose, and that's what I move.
And I'll second.
Okay?
And the only thing I would add is, Brent, I just want to make sure you're clear that the whole close order, as I understand what we did here, the close order doesn't mean we won't lift it until December 1st. We can lift it before that if you complied with everything on here.
Okay. Right? Good. Okay. So, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay, it's unanimous. Okay. Anything else on this issue? Okay, great. One other thing, Mr. Lemire. You know, we've really worked with you to keep this mobile park open. Yeah, actually, we really have, okay? And I want to make sure you understand that we're going to keep an eye on you until we're sure that the water is safe, okay? So we expect cooperation, okay?
Can I comment?
Okay.
I probably should.
Comment whatever you want.
I encourage that. Even this past month, I encouraged for the samples to be up to this date so we had more clarity on the sampling that it is the daily residuals that I do. So I encourage, I'm open-armed, John. I mentioned this before.
Yeah,
I'm open-armed,
you know,
and
yeah,
I will continue to be open-armed.
This argument again. This argument again.
I will cooperate.
14 or less, okay? That's what you have to be. All right? Okay. Anything else on this issue? Okay, so let's move on to the rest agenda item, okay? First of all, that's a whole different issue. Okay? All right. And everyone leaves. But this is the interesting stuff that comes up now. This is when I talk about Crestview some more. Okay. All right. So first of all, we have to discuss in consideration of the fiscal year 17 pool tattoo and tanning contract.
Yeah, I move approval of the contract.
Yes, I looked at it. It looked fine to me.
Same substances we've had in previous years.
Okay. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
And then, great. And then I have to sign for approval of employee action forms for 12-year longevity pay adjustment, 8-year longevity pay adjustment, and 1-year longevity pay adjustment.
Yeah, now I'll...
6-year, not 8-year.
You need glasses.
Oh, yeah, 6 years, yeah.
I move approval, and I just say that this mirrors what we do with county employees.
That's right. That's okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the Board of Health?
I'd move that we adjourn.
Okay. So moved. Okay. Thanks, Kristen. Hope you get better soon.
Okay. Thank you.